Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome to the Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek movies, news, and culture. I'm your host for the day, the Big Boss, and I'm here with my fellow geek guru, the Professor. What's up, bro?
What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Oh, man, another week. Time to get at it.
You know? Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man.
On a holiday Monday.
Yeah. Oh, not for me.
Yeah, not for me either.
Oh, man, no, don't do it. Oh, man, I'm like, all my government workers and financial institution workers, they are on vacation for today. They got that 3-day weekend. More power to y'all. I work at a water company, so, you know. I always got to be there. We just got MLK this year, so.
Well, at least you got that.
Yeah, I was happy about that, so.
Yeah. I mean, I had that too, but.
Oh, lay struggle.
It's real.
Oh, man. So, yeah, let's run through. We got a short show planned for you guys today. A couple of things in geek news. We will talk about them and get you guys informed. So let's dive in.
Yeah, buddy.
Rejoice! Bill and Ted 3 starts filming in the spring. Well, what the article said, it could start filming next month.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I am one of the few people I know looking forward to this. Yeah. I loved the first two movies just because they're so stupid. And everybody's like, oh, what are they going to do? Now they're too old, blah, blah, blah. I think that's going to be the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything we know about Keanu Reeves right now, all the serious action roles that he takes, he's pulling it back and he's going back to a comedic role. I want to see him as Ted Theodore Logan? Yeah.
Yes.
Ted Theodore Logan again at like whatever he is, like 45 or whatever, however old he is now. I think it's going to be amazing. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be great. I'm excited. You know, both of these guys are excited about getting back into these original roles. So it's going to be fun. We have no idea where it's going to go. We have no idea what kind of references we're going to be getting. It's a lot that, like, if they're modern, it's just a lot that we could talk about now. I'm excited, man. This is going to be fun. This is going to be a great day at the movies. So
the last thing I heard was the story is basically going to be, at the end of the last movie, they learned how to play everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, supposed to save the universe. But what happens is they never actually write the song that's supposed to save the universe. And that's kind of how they end up where they are. Not like they have, like, real jobs and stuff. And I think it's supposed to be the daughter of Rufus, obviously, because, unfortunately, George Carlin is dead.
Yeah.
R.I.P. It's supposed to be a girl playing his daughter who comes back to them to be like, the hell are you guys doing? Why don't you write the music? Like, why don't you write the song? And that's kind of what the movie's kind of supposed to be about.
So, ah.
I'm looking forward. If that's true when I read that, I can't wait. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
That'll be great.
So, you know, we're going to keep you guys up to date about anything that shows up behind the scenes, you know, as soon as we get some pictures, some on-the-set pictures. I'm excited to share this. So, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, man. On a more depressing note, Punisher and Jessica Jones have finally been canceled at Netflix. I mean, we knew this was going to happen, man.
We did.
So, you know, with sad hearts, we bring this news to you. But there was an open letter that Jeff Loeb wrote to Marvel TV fans about the series ending and, you know, them...
About the Siri ending.
And what they'll bring for the in the coming future. So, you know, the open letter is like, you know, basically, you know, with everything that's going, you know, going on, this is not going to be the end, you know, and it ends with a quote from Daredevil's dad. What did the quote say exactly?
It's not about how many times you get knocked down, it's about how you get back up, I think is what it is. Hold on, let me look this up real quick, because the important part to me was what he said right before he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, where is this here? Okay. So here it is. So the line is, as Matthew Murdock's dad once said, the measure of a man is not how he gets knocked down to the mat, it's how he gets back up.
Yeah.
But the line before that says, our network partner, obviously meaning Netflix, may have decided they no longer want to continue telling the tales of these great characters, but you know Marvel better than that. So that, to me, says they've got plans already to bring these shows back.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at Kristen Ritter's sign-off, because she commented as well on her Instagram or something, the last thing she says is something like, what was it? Something like, stick with us, there's more to come, or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, they know something is up. All these people talking about the contracts, these actors know something is up. They have to at this point.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I mean, everybody who has signed off on all of these shows, there has been something there that tells you that they're not done yet, that they're going to keep going. The only one I think that doesn't have that really was John Bernthal's Punisher one. His Punisher one was great. It was too long to kind of reread here.
Right.
If you follow him on Instagram or anything like that, go check his social media stuff out. It's a really, really nice send-off that he put in there. But, like, you know, the Iron Fist one was Iron Fist Forever, which, you know, it could go either way. The Luke Cage one is Always Forward, which he said a lot in the show, but still kind of gives that feeling, you know, of like, this could be more to it.
Right.
And here it is. So, this is Kristen Ritter. The final season of Jessica Jones is coming later this year, and I am proud of how we complete JJ's journey. I can't wait for you all to see it. Stay tuned and more to come. Now, that could mean because the season's coming out later this year, but that's not necessarily how I read that.
No. Yeah.
When you say more to come, that to me, that means there's more on the horizon and we know it's going to be there. You're just going to have to wait.
Because right.
Obviously what everybody knows, well, not everybody knows, but what people are talking about is that supposedly because of the contracts with Netflix, they won't be able to redo these characters and the series for another 2 years. It's entirely possible Marvel will work out some kind of buyout, or they'll just wait 2 years and they'll reboot all the series. If they do, I hope they bring most of these people back.
Right.
Because most of them have been so good they deserve to come back. Like, even though I don't really care for Kristen Ritter, I would be okay if they ended up bringing her back to continue the show and maybe do more Defenders stuff.
Yeah.
But we won't know, obviously, until everything's all said and done here. So I get the feeling that once the Fox stuff is all settled and all the ink is dry and everything's done, you know, when Disney at that point takes over 60% of Hulu, that's when we'll start seeing all this stuff about, you know, Disney working with Netflix to buy out contracts or whatever it's going to be.
Right.
You know, look, we've said it before, it's Disney. They're the only, one of the only companies in the world that has more money than whatever god you may believe in, essentially. You know, so if they really want to buy these contracts out, with the financial situation that I keep saying Netflix is in, which I understand is not a good one, I can't imagine Netflix wouldn't work out some kind of contract buyout so that Marvel could keep using the contract.
Yeah, I mean, with the leverage that they have with all the Fox properties that they'll be buying, they'll be acquiring in this deal, I'm sure, you know, as far as Netflix is concerned, those are movies that they could risk the potential of being able to air. So if they make a deal with Disney at this point about some of the Fox movies, about some of these National Geographic documentaries, all these things, they have leverage, you know, potential to show more documentaries on Netflix. I know documentaries are heavy on Netflix. So,
yes,
you know, all of this stuff can be used as leverage. So this is definitely not the end of these heroes. We can find some kind of way. They'll find some kind of way to put them on air. Whether or not it's incorporating the snap within the mythos and changing the stories completely to bring the characters back so that the same actors can do the stories, but do them with a different frame, you know, but it's going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
I think so too. I mean, to me, it would be an absolute crime to not bring back John Bernthal, Charlie Cox, and Mike Coulter at least.
Yeah.
For those three to continue those characters, because they are, of all of the series, those three are the three that kind of, to me, like, walked off the page and became the characters. Bernthal, especially.
Oh, yeah.
I love Charlie Cox. I love Mike Coulter. But John Bernthal was the Punisher. Yeah. Like, he just, there wouldn't have been anybody else who could have done it better.
Yo, man, his war cries in the series, yo. Yo.
And like I'm saying, the only thing I'd be okay with otherwise is if they went, now introducing Wolverine, John Bernthal. Yeah. Then I'm okay if he doesn't come back and play the Punisher. Yep. Then call Thomas Jane, let him come back and play the Punisher again. Because I like Thomas Jane.
Oh, yeah. Too. Oh, yeah.
But that's the only thing I would be okay with at that point if they did it that way.
Yep.
But I can't imagine how well received, particularly Daredevil and Punisher were. I can't imagine they're not going to put them back out. I mean, Daredevil was in the top five of everything Netflix was showing.
Yeah.
And that means everything they were showing. It was the number four ranked show on their form. So, you know, the one thing we know about Disney is they're not stupid.
Nah.
They know where the money comes from and what brings it in. So they know that that show in particular is going to make the money somewhere down the line. So I think we'll see all these shows come back.
Yeah.
You'll see some changes for sure. Like as much as we bang on Finn Jones, most people don't like him and his performance as Iron Fist. Would not be surprised to see him moved out for somebody else.
But yeah. But you know what? Most
of these other characters, I think, will stick around.
Yeah. But as far as Finn Jones is concerned, to be fair, it really didn't have anything to do with his acting ability. You know what I'm saying? Because we saw the potential of what a decent Danny Rand could be. And we saw that on season two of Luke Cage.
Luke Cage for sure. Yeah.
So, you know, at this point, now I'm looking at the writers and the directors. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's a safe call. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with you there.
Yeah. So, my feelings have changed on you, Mr. Jones. you may return as the Iron Fist if you wish.
As long as we stay away from that terrible way they were going at the end of season two,
mm-hmm.
I would agree that you can return as Iron Fist.
Yeah. Gun Fu.
Gun Fu was so bad.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, the hits just keep coming in, guys. Because Ben Affleck is officially out as Batman. He has given that response on the Jimmy Kimmel show, it was?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he got on Jimmy Kimmel. You know, they're cool, they're friends. And he basically, you know, in different words, says he's out as Batman, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I kept saying, is I wasn't going to believe it until I heard him say it.
Yep.
Fortunately, now we've heard him say it. And Ben Affleck is out as the Batman. So,
man.
It's a shame. Shame on a couple levels. A, most people disagree. I want to say most people. I'm going to say 50-50 probably.
Yeah.
He was really good.
He's really as good.
Bruce Wayne and Batman.
He's my favorite iteration. I'll tell you that. He's definitely my favorite. He's my favorite dude. I know Christian Bale. I know some people say Michael Keaton. Don't nobody say anybody else in the Schumacher films.
No. I mean, there are people who will say George Clooney just to be a troll. But I would say, in my opinion, I liked Bale's Bruce Wayne better.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely liked Affleck's Batman better.
Yeah, yeah.
So, kind of that mix of those two for me was kind of how that was going. Although I really enjoyed Affleck's Bruce Wayne as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I just kind of like
Christian Bale.
To me, Bale's kind of cleaner cut look, like the Affleck Bruce Wayne was kind of like 5 o'clock shadow and a little bit. Now he dressed like you'd expect Wayne to dress, but he was definitely an older Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he was.
But the Bale kind of handsome, clean cut guy, always in the really, really nice tight suits.
Yeah.
Felt a little more Bruce Wayne to me than Affleck's did. But I still liked Affleck's on, you know, both sides of his Batman. So.
Yeah.
And the other part of the shame of it is, you know, as much as we bag on DC for their movies mostly sucking, now you got to start over again.
Yeah.
With a whole new Batman.
Yep. I mean,
like, there's just, you're never going to get your feet under you. And it sounds like they don't care at this point.
Yeah.
We talked about it couple podcasts ago, that they're just gonna say screw it with the whole idea of
an extended universe,
DC extended DC universe. They're just gonna make individual movies. To me, that's just a mistake.
So
at some point, you have to put all these people together.
Yeah, I'm just like, whatever, dude. You don't care. I don't care. Like, I'm not.
Yeah,
Like, it's going to get to a point where I just, like, stop watching DC movies. Because it's like, yo, I mean, you're not going to fill my, you're not going to fill my $13, $15 every movie ticket. So that's where we are now. $13, $15 a movie ticket. Yeah. But you're not going to, you're not going to fill my movie ticket. But, you know, if enough people are like, nah, we're not going. Because this is a, I'm not looking forward to this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I'm looking at it kind of this way. Like, I'll go see Shazam because I'm curious.
Right.
I'm not expecting it to be a great movie. I'm expecting it to be a pretty good kind of maybe kids movie. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of how it feels.
Yeah.
But I'm curious enough where I want to go check it out. I have zero interest in going to see the Scorsese Joker movie. Partially because I just don't like Joaquin Phoenix all that much. And partially because I just don't think it's going to be very good. Like, I just think the angle is going to be, I don't think it's going to be a comic book movie ultimately.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to feel more like a Scorsese gangster movie.
Right. And I think that was the only way that they were going to get Scorsese on board.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, the images you see of Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker is not your traditional Joker. Not that I always have a problem with that, mm-hmm. but like, it's just like the painted face. Like, he just looks like, he's a nutbag who got out of a loony bin.
Yeah.
He doesn't look, to me, he doesn't have a look of the Joker. You know what I mean? That was part of my biggest issue. Like, you can change the attitude and the acting and the way you bring the Joker across on screen, but the look to me is really kind of the most important part for that character because it's an iconic look, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
The big red, you know, the red lips with the big smile, the green hair slicked back, and the straight, pale, white face. You know, and that's more or less it. Like, you don't need the full body tattoos. That just looks stupid. The grill, which looks even worse.
Yeah.
You know, or just a regular guy wearing clown makeup, which is what Phoenix looks like. Is that going to change in the movie? I have no idea, because I don't think there's going to be a Batman in that movie in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I think it's just the Joker character. And to me, I just don't. The Joker is a huge character in any way you cut it, but I don't know that it's a leading role character for a movie. I don't know that that makes any sense, especially if you're not going to include any other character from the DC universe.
Right, right. Because, I mean, like, the crux of the Killing Joke is that, you know, we get a Joker backstory, but Batman is the one that's carrying, you know, us from plot point to plot point, at least.
Right.
So it's like, it's almost like a reflection. It's almost like a reflection. You have Batman on one end, you have the Joker on the other. And right. then you get these flashbacks for the Joker. So I don't know. I don't see a world with a Joker and no Batman.
I was just going to say, you don't have one without the other.
Right.
Like, it doesn't really work that way. Like, I don't know. I don't know because I've never read a whole ton of DC comics. But I don't know a ton of storylines that have been in the DC universe that had the Joker in it that had no Batman.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there was ever a Joker versus Superman or a Joker versus Wonder Woman or a Joker versus Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was ever there.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point of the Joker is that he exists. From the time he becomes, quote-unquote, the Joker, he exists to kill Batman. So really what it all comes down to, I think, ultimately, in the way I read things.
Yeah.
So now you've got this character with no Batman, no other superheroes. He's basically just going to be a street criminal, which is what he was. Well, he wasn't even that, if you go, depending on what origin story you go by.
Yeah, because there's so many.
There are so many. That's one of the running gags, is you never know which one's the real one. But if you go by, like, the Killing Joke one, he was a bad comedian who got hooked up with a criminal organization who ended up in a vat of chemicals that has chemicals and becomes the Joker.
Right.
Right? So he was never even a street thug. If you go by the Michael Keaton movie originally,
right.
he was a street thug who kills Batman's parents. Spoiler alert, a movie from 30 years ago. You know?
It's like you failed as a person if you haven't seen that yet.
Exactly. But, like, you never have the Joker without Batman, I guess is kind of my point. And it doesn't, I don't see how it's going to work smoothly in the movie with just the Joker as the main villain. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, man. I'm just like
too successfully anyway.
I'm just like at this point. I'm like you guys have people that are you know carrying certain roles very competently right now, despite whatever situation they are in right now. If you're going for a younger Batman, then why not give the young guy Cameron Monaghan a shot? And he's been holding up various in it. He's been holding up various iterations of the Joker on the Gotham show, and he's been killing it with everyone. And, you know, regardless of how we feel about Gotham and how they're introducing these characters and when they're introducing these characters, Moynihan's been doing some bang-up work as the Joker.
There's some images that have been released of how he looks at season's end. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, man. So
I should say leaked.
Yeah. So it's like what's crazy is this guy is playing over the course of this series. He's played three iterations of Joker, and they've all been completely different. But he's managed to successfully emulate every past actor, voice actor that's ever played the Joker. And I think it's incredible, and I think it's a gross misuse of his talent for him to not do Joker any further than this series, which is ending this season. So,
yeah. I think if at this point your plan is to reboot Batman again, which is kind of what has to happen.
Right.
Unless you're just going to pretend by switching the actor, which never works out well. If you're going to reboot Batman and you're going to keep it away from the entire DC universe, you're not going to merge them in any way. I kind of agree with Kevin Smith. You move ahead and you do Batman Beyond.
Okay.
You go and you get, if you can get him to do it, which I don't know you can at this point because he's doing Marvel and the Vulture, you get Michael Keaton to play Bruce Wayne as your older Batman. And you get some young up and coming kid to play Terry McGinnis?
Yeah, Terry McGinnis.
And you go straight to Batman Beyond and you do the futuristic kind of Batman.
Yeah.
And you just throw something brand new at the wall to see if it sticks. That way you don't get the same people going, oh, it's just the same Batman all over again. You have something completely different. You bring back a familiar face, or even if you probably couldn't get him at this point because he just stopped doing it. But if you get Affleck to just play the Bruce Wayne role, you know what I mean? Somebody to play that elder Batman who's teaching this new Batman how to do it. And I think you make a new franchise that would work pretty well.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't get too many people complaining because now you're doing something not necessarily original, but it's new
right.
as far as the DC universe would be concerned.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. I think that would be a cool new way to go about it. I don't think they will.
Nah.
But I think that would be the smart way to go. So you get all the people who kind of do actually want to see a Batman Begins type live action set up. And you get people going, well, that's different. Let's go see that. You know what I mean? I think that's the way they should go if they're going to do that completely.
Yeah.
But I don't think they will. I think they'll find somebody else and they'll restart Batman all over again.
Yeah.
With what's going to be the seventh, eighth Batman at this point.
Yep. And apparently Robert Pattinson is like at the top of the list for people that they're considering for Bruce Wayne Batman.
I don't want a shines in the sun Batman. No.
You're going to get a shimmery Batman.
No.
Next thing you know, Kristen Stewart's going to be Catwoman. Why not? We just making crap anyway, DC.
Only thing worse than that is if they bring back Halle Berry.
Oh, my God.
Let's be honest.
That movie was horrible, bro.
One of the worst. I've never seen it, but I know everybody says it's one of the worst superhero movies, if not the worst of all time.
She spent half of that movie just walking, y'all. Just walking on roofs. Like, in heels, doing capoeira. I wasn't really that mad with the capoeira. That was cool. But Halle Berry doing capoeira? Nah. I mean, like, wow. Like, wow, y'all. Y'all actually had a think tank for this Catwoman. Like, I don't think y'all understand, like, how intensely enraged I am just thinking about this movie.
I'm so glad I never watched it.
Woo! Man. Oh, man, you really dodged a bullet on that one.
I did. I did.
I was so hyped. I was like, oh, Halle Berry gonna be Catwoman? Okay. What y'all gonna do, a little nod to Eartha Kitt? Okay, all right. Get in there, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Y'all are doing Eartha Kitt a disservice with this movie. Woo. Man. I'm not gonna hold you. I like the I like Carmen on Gotham as Catwoman, as Selina Kyle.
She kinda annoys me. I mean, I don't really like Gotham either.
That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole other thing.
Carmen Bickhandova. I think she's nice as because she gives me Michelle Pfeiffer vibes. So
I will, you know what? This does bring up, because we're talking about the TV shows.
Yeah,
it brings up a thought I had this week of someone who would be. Now you're never going to get him,
but okay.
A thought crossed my mind as to who would be a really good Reed Richards. Oh. Grant Gustin.
You know, you're right. You're right. You're right. Especially where he's been taking Barry recently.
Yes. He's got the look. He's got the ability to play that character who's got the scientific background and comes off really, really intelligent.
Yeah.
And he knows how to be a superhero.
Yeah.
So I think Grant Gustin would be a really good Reed Richards.
Yeah.
But that'll never happen.
You know, and if you listen to this show, you don't know who Grant Gustin is. He is the Flash.
That's right.
God.
You probably shouldn't be listening if you don't. Let's be honest. We talk about the show almost every week.
Oh, boy.
If you don't know who Grant Gustin is by now.
We got to just...
Yeah, oh, you got to listen to just more often.
Hit us up. We will That's give right. you one-on-one lessons on all things CW superhero related.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I just happened to think about that since we were talking about the show.
Yeah, that's actually good fan casting. We need to do another fan casting soon.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. I had that draft idea. We gotta try that at some point,
too. Yeah, yeah.
We kind of recast everybody.
All right, y'all. So
with only existing characters. Existing actors.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do it soon. We'll do it soon. We might do it next week.
All right, bet.
Yeah. Yeah, so as far as the news goes, that's pretty much it. It's a pretty light week.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot.
Last week we told you guys that Alita Battle Angel was coming out this week. I got a chance to check it out, and it was just okay for me, dog. Yeah. So, you know, the action sequences were incredible. Mahershala Ali is a joy to watch on screen. The man plays two roles in one body. Like, I need y'all to understand, like, any actor that does that, successfully plays two distinctly different characters on screen, And makes you believe them, that's talent right there. You know what I'm saying?
Killing it in True Detective right now. I have to catch up with this weekend.
Oh, man.
True Detective Season 3, he is making the entire season. He is so good.
Dude is a beast.
Unbelievable.
You know, Boss Logic just did a picture of him as Blade.
Nice.
I'll yeah. Look yeah. Thing. It looks good. It looks good, man. Like, all right, man. So look for Mahershala. I'm hoping that with this whole little reboot that may possibly be happening with Luke Cage, you know, Daredevil and all of them, that maybe we'll get him back as Cottonmouth, or maybe they'll cast somebody else as Cottonmouth, and then we just get to see Mahershala somewhere else in the Marvel Universe, which is really what I want. I want Blade.
Yeah.
But I heard that Wesley Snipes is pressing for another shot at Blade very hard.
Look. I got no problem with Wesley Snipes. I've always kind of liked Wesley Snipes. He is too old to play Blade.
Dang. You can't tell him that. You can't tell him that.
I can.
You can't tell him that. He's not going to believe you.
You don't know where I live. Wesley, you're too old to play Blade.
Old.
I'm telling you right now, when you hear this, even though, who knows, at some point he might. You're too old to play Blade, my man.
Go somewhere and sit out.
Go back out and stop the White Man Can't Jump remake from being made, if that's even still on the board.
Oh, no.
Go kick them around. Tell them they can't do it. Yeah. You make a sequel for that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. But you can't,
just
brother.
Do another Demolition Man. Do that.
unless he wants to play is it Walker? No.
Whistler? Whistler?
Whistler. If he wants to play Whistler.
Oh, that would be.
I'm on board for that.
That's interesting. Okay.
I'd be on board if he wanted to play Whistler. He can't do Blade now. He's too old.
Now, if they decide to go in the direction of where Blade is going now, where he's like, his daughter, I think, is the vampire hunter now. They could do that. Maybe.
All right. I mean, if that's the direction it goes, I didn't know that was kind of how things were going. If that's the direction it goes, that'd be okay. But he can't. I don't want him to be
the main character. You know?
The main character. You don't want him to be
the plot driver.
I mean, look. One of the things we all know about vampires, or you should, is they don't age.
They don't age.
They don't age. And unless you're going to do the full Marvel de-aging thing with him playing Blade, it ain't going to work. I mean, look, I know, and I'm going to say this because every African-American friend I've had since the beginning of time has all said this. I know black don't crack, but...
It don't.
And that's what I'm saying. See? See? The boss is saying it too. I know black don't crack, but... You do show the age a little bit, and Wesley just...
Yeah, Wesley old.
My man, he you old. Are too old right now. You just can't... Go do another Tu Wong Fu.
He not Seagal old, but he old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
See,
Seagal at the point where it's just his hands now. It's just his hands.
Seagal's just... That man's a whole other story to himself. He's just the worst.
Oh, man. Because what was that show that Wesley Snipes had? The Player?
I think so. Yeah,
the player
yeah.
that was on for a little bit. I really enjoyed that show. And he got the show off every couple of episodes. He still got it. But let somebody else take the wheel this time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Go to bed, Wesley.
Share your toys. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
Oh, God.
But, you know, we completely got off track. We were talking about Alita.
Oh, we took a turn. We took a right turn.
But Alita was good. Alita was okay. It was okay. I mean, I wouldn't go in and be like, oh, man, this is like the best film of the year so far. It was fun. I forgot the name of the girl that's playing Alita, but I really like her. I like where her career is going. I hope she does more. She's a cutie, especially with those big eyes that they put her in. Because I was talking the other day with someone who's like, you know, they really didn't have to do much blowing up for her eyes to be like that. Because they really are like huge in real life.
Are they really? I don't think I've ever seen her.
But yeah, there's some cliches that the movie follows. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, sure. that. You know, the love story was kind of like over the top. It was like too much. It's like, all right, guys, come on. But like finding out about her history, finding out about like her origin, seeing where this story could possibly go. There is an opening for a sequel. So, you know, the potential is there. But it wasn't like, you know, oh, you gotta go see this movie. You can wait. You can go catch a matinee. If you want to wait for the DVD, you can wait for the DVD. But, you know, I was trying to see this movie at AMC, which I'm never going to. I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to put this out here on the podcast. I'm not going to Regal anymore, man. Regal seats are horrible. They are the worst seats ever. Like, they're so like rock solid. Like, they're supposed to be comfortable recliners and they're not. It's like sitting on a rock. That's what it is. AMC seats are like plush. They just, you know, you run the risk of falling asleep in an AMC theater. That's what I want. I want that comfort.
But you of all people, that I know should not go to a movie running the risk of falling asleep in a chair.
Yo.
Because you're going to miss the movie.
I'm definitely going to miss the movie. But I mean, I go in, I have some food, you know what I'm saying? I take a five-hour energy. I take a five-hour energy before I go into a movie theater, so I'm covered. I'm good. But at least I could sit there and not feel like clammy and like with back pain after the movie. Like, ugh.
You're probably the only person I know who could still fall asleep on a five-hour energy. When it came
I probably could. You hit me after nine. You could play around if you want. But if I took that five-hour energy for us to do something, and you don't take me out, we don't do nothing, we still just like shooting a breeze, I'm going to sleep. Like, come on, you playing games. I'm too old for this. I got things to do. I got Z's to catch.
You know what I'm saying? Danny Glover.
but yeah, I mean, I like Rosa. I like Rosa Balazar. She was good. Mahershala Ali was great. Christoph Waltz was kind of creepy. Like, he was kind of creepy. I'm not going to hold you. But it just...
kind of creepy in everything.
Yeah, like, you know, I think, like, the whole added aspect of this being an anime adaptation, you know, like, old heads in anime, they're just creepy, man. It's just like, yo, man, what are you doing, bro? Like, your boy was in there, Ed Skrein from Deadpool.
Oh god.
Ajax, okay. Yo. He was hilarious. Like he wasn't supposed to be hilarious, I'm guessing. Yeah, I mean, he's like a foil, you know, but
right.
Oh man. Yeah. He gets handled. But it's pretty good. There's a couple cats in there, the young guy that was in Bumblebee, I'm not going to say the love interest because they didn't really play that as like a love story.
The wanted to be boyfriend?
Yeah, the wanted to be boyfriend on Bumblebee. That was my favorite part of Bumblebee. It's just like they almost had you thinking that this was going to be some kind of love story. She was like, nope.
She wasn't having it. Yep.
I was like, okay.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, man. Speaking of Bumblebee, this is also another little piece of geek news. They have officially released that Bumblebee is officially rebooting the Transformer universe.
I did see that. Yeah.
This is great news. We can wipe off that Bay stank.
Yes. Damn.
Yo. I can't stand that man, but I'm still going to see Bad Boys 3, yo.
Of course you are.
We ride together. We die together.
Bad boys for life.
I'm telling you, bro. You don't even understand. I know not nary one of them guys can move like they did in the first Bad Boys. But you know what? I'm going to go see it.
I can't even begin to think of what Martin Lawrence is going to be like in this movie.
He just going to be hanging on for dear life.
He's going to be Danny Glover. I'm too old for this.
I'm too old for this. He was fun though the last time when he took the ecstasy. Yo, that's comedy gold right there, y'all. That man plays his lane and he plays it well.
This is a really nice fish.
Oh man. But yeah, so damn. Alita. Wait for the DVD, go see a matinee. All
right.
Don't spend too much money on this.
So you may see Alita as part of a piece we may start doing called Late Assignments with the Professor. I was telling the boss earlier, you came up with a great name. But I am just now catching up on movies. I am just now seeing Creed 2. Fantastic Beasts 2 and Wreck-It Ralph 2. So I might do a little segment on those two on those three at some point. Let you know what I caught up with.
Gotta try and get those points, those last minute points. You know
what I'm saying.
Oh man, but yeah. So what's coming out this week? Last week, Dragon Prince season 2 aired on Netflix. Season 1 was a blast. It's by the same people who made Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Legend of Korra. They're doing like this 3D anime type show, and Dragon Prince has been really good. The story is amazing. Characters are fun, and it's overall, it's a good time. It's a good time, man. So I'm looking forward to season two because they left us on the hook last season. And I'm just like, all right, well, what's going to happen now? So, yeah, check it out, y'all. Check it out. Let's do some geeking out, man.
I bet.
Yeah, so why don't you start us off?
All right, so I have two things I'm geeking out this week, and one only gets slightly edged out by the other because of what it is. Mm-hmm. So the first thing for me, which is huge, is they are doing officially a Breaking Bad movie.
Oh, man.
Now, if you know the professor, you know Breaking Bad is one of my all-time favorite shows. I have watched the entire show from start to finish at least four times.
Oh, snap.
And it's like five and a half, six seasons. I loved that show. It's to me, probably the best TV show of all time.
Oh, man.
It's amazing. If you've never watched Breaking Bad, give it a try. You got to get through the first three or four episodes to when things start really picking up.
Yeah.
So if you get to like episode four, five, or six and you're still not into it, you probably won't get into it.
Dad.
If you get to episode four, five, and six, you'll see that it starts to take off in a direction that's unbelievable. I mean, it is literally some of the best acting, one of the best shows ever that I've ever sat and watched. It's one of those where I never watched it when it was on for the first two seasons or first three seasons. One of my coworkers came in one day with the first season on DVD. He said, just give it a try. Check it out. I took it home that weekend. It was a holiday weekend. I watched the first, I think it's like a 12 episode, 13 episode season. I watched the first six or seven episodes. I stopped. I drove down to Best Buy. I bought seasons 1, 2, and 3. I came home and proceeded to binge watch all three seasons that entire weekend.
Mm.
It's amazing. It's just so good. So the fact they're going to do a Breaking Bad movie, which is going to be essentially a sequel to the TV show. It's going to be after the TV show takes place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be amazing. I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
Nice.
And the only thing that tops that for me right now is that next week, Jay and Silent Bob reboot starts filming. Oh, I am very excited for this. I love Kevin Smith. I love the Jay and Silent Bob movies. Chasing Amy is probably my favorite movie of all time. So the fact that they're going to do another one, they're basically, the fun part about it is they're rebooting essentially Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back from so many years ago, which if anybody doesn't know, its story is Jay and Silent Bob find out that a movie is being made about their lives called Blunt Man and Chronic, which were the characters that they were the foundation for, that their characters made because of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they find out they're not getting paid for it.
Oh.
So they decide they're going to travel from Jersey to Hollywood to stop the movie from being made. Jay and Silent Bob reboot is basically that they find out that the Blunt Man and Chronic movie is being rebooted. So they're going to California to stop the reboot from being made. It's basically a movie about, banging on reboots, making fun of reboots.
Right, right.
And all that, how it's going to happen. So that's the entire premise. I cannot wait for this movie because it's just going to be so much fun. All these, like, I think I saw the other day that Red Matt and Method Man are going to be in the movie because they did some stuff with Kevin Smith where he's real big fans of theirs. You know, I'm hoping he can rekindle with Affleck and get Affleck in the movie again.
Isn't
all the same guys he used to do?
Aren't some of the cast members from The Flash supposed to be on there too?
I believe some of the cast members from The Flash are going to be in there. I'm imagining it's probably going to be Jay and Silent Bob showing up on the Flash set.
Yeah.
otherwise, I think it's going to be at least Grant, Carlos, and what's his name? Guy who plays Wells.
Tom Cavanaugh.
I think the three of them are at least in the movie for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure otherwise how it's going to be. But I'm imagining if they're going to Hollywood to stop a movie from being made, they're probably going to come across the Flash set at some point.
Yeah.
I imagine. Because I even think Melissa Benoist is going to be in there at some point, too.
Nice, nice.
So, we'll see. We'll see. But this is one of those that I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm just a big fan of all his stuff. Even stuff that he makes fun of because he doesn't really like Jersey Girl, I thought was okay. the one that I don't go with him in is Yoga Hosers, but even he admits Yoga Hosers is a movie for teenage girls. Otherwise, it's not for anybody else. Mm. And it wasn't for me. So, but this is one of those that I know, like, I will 100% be there opening day. If this makes two theaters, I'll be sitting right there.
Nice, nice.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, man. So, got some two strong movies coming out. That's That is definitely worth geeking out.
Well, and I think Breaking Bad is going to be like a Netflix Hulu movie.
Okay.
Not going to be a regular theater one. It's going to be a regular like streaming one.
Nice.
Which is still fun.
Yeah, that's still dope. Yeah, because I think, we know Cranston's been doing his movie thing the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And then the guy who played Jesse, what's his name?
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul. Hasn't he been on this the series on Hulu? About the
yes, was it, I forget about the a name cult of the series. Or something? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so
I forget the name of it, but he's been doing a series on Hulu for a while.
Yeah, so they've both been definitely employed these past couple years. So it'll be fun to see them get the gang back together. And wasn't Kristen Ritter on that show?
She was briefly. Oh, she was Aaron Paul's girlfriend.
Yeah. No spoilers.
And she come on now. To me, ladies and gentlemen, that means the boss hasn't watched the show yet.
I already know what happens, though. You already told me.
But well, that's what happens to her.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to make sure nobody else got spoiled. Y'all good?
She chokes to death on her own vomit.
Dang!
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens. She chokes to death. I mean, I won't tell you the situation, but she chokes to death on her own vomit.
But let's be for real. Like, you heard that, and now you definitely want to go see this show.
Oh, I mean, come on now. Like, you just if you don't trust the professor on anything else, trust me on this. Breaking Bad has to be seen. It is that good.
Man, yeah. Oh, all right. So, I am geeking out about the Umbrella Academy. Heard a lot of good things from some friends about it. Went and watched the trailer, and it looks freaking dope. It's about a dysfunctional family of superheroes. That are coming together to solve the mystery of their father's death. And there's this looming threat of the apocalypse that's supposed to happen within days of this show airing. So, I mean, it looks great. Ellen Page is in it. It's a couple other recognizable faces. I've seen some cats from that BBC show Misfits on there. But it looks good. It looks good. The effects look great. I'm hearing nothing but positive things about this show, and I'm definitely interested in checking it out. So that's probably something I'm going to be checking out this week, along with Dragon Prince Season 2. It's all on Netflix, so, you know, check it out.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and as always, I'm geeking out about The Division. It's a global event this week, so if you're on, join me. I'll kill you.
Yeah, that'll just let you die. I know that experience.
Yeah. Just watch and wait. And then take your loot after you're done.
Yeah. Oh, you were there?
Oh,
bad.
Man, yeah, I didn't even see you there, man. Dang, why'd you call out?
Yeah.
I was on my mic. Oh, I don't even have a mic, bro. I'm sorry.
My headset must have kicked out. Oh, I thought, man. You know, I thought I was on there.
Dang,
my bad.
You don't mind
bad.
If I take this stuff, though. You ain't going to use it. You're not going to need it. Oh. And that's just a little day in the life of me on The Division.
The worst.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so that is it for this week, you know. Thank you guys for joining us. You know, and that is it for us here at The Bosses. That's if you're tuning in for the first time and you don't know where we're at, we are on all the social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Search for The Bosses Desk. This podcast is up on Google Play and on iTunes, so you can also go up there and subscribe. You get new episodes every week when we publish new episodes. If you have any questions, hit us up on Twitter. At The Boss's Desk, or send an email to questions@thebossesdesk.com. We'll take a look. Give us your theories. Give us your fan casts. We'd love to look at them. We'll go through them and we'll talk about them on the show.
I'll tell you why they suck. I mean,
Look.
Did I say that out loud? My
bad. Creating animosity between us and the fans. You know what I'm saying? I love you guys. You know,
somebody's got to be the bad guy. Yeah, might as well be me.
Because I know it's going to be a couple Robert Pattinsons as Batman.
No. I mean, no.
Yeah, like, hey, at least the ladies are going to be at the Batman movie.
Will they, though?
Nah, they not. They was barely there for Twilight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. Nah, I'm sure there's a couple people that would fight me on that one. But,
It'll cast what's-his-name that you like so much as Batman. I can really go.
Jensen Ackles!
Jensen Ackles, that's the one.
Yo, you keep casting him in these roles. I don't want him in those roles. I just want him as the Red Hood. That's all I want him to be, is the
Red
Hood.
I think you do. You just know I'm going to ridicule you.
Low-key, I want him to be Green Lantern.
No! No.
Jensen, if you're hearing this, I love you, man. You can do whatever you want, bro. It's your world. We just living in it.
And hating everything that you're in.
Dang!
Right, well, maybe not Supernatural. It's the only thing I've never watched that I've heard is pretty good.
Yeah, Supernatural.
But everything else, well, all right. I kind of was okay with you in Dark Angel back in the day. But everything else I've seen you in.
The little stint he did on Smallville. Yeah, it was good times. Somebody save me. Oh, man. All right.
Oh, terrible.
All right, let's not hold you guys up. I know you guys got things to do, but thank you for joining us today. We appreciate y'all. Just silly on a Monday.
It is. It kind of is.
Oh, man. So that is it for the Big Boss and the Professor for this week's Geek News of the Week. We will catch you guys next week. We are out.
See ya.